Trump isolated as allies reject Hormuz plan. Amid escalating Iran conflict, President Donald Trump faces growing alarm within his inner circle, as key U.S. allies refuse to join his plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, leaving him increasingly exposed in the escalating conflict with Iran. Trump called on nations such as the United Kingdom, France, Japan, and Australia to deploy warships to secure a vital oil route, but all declined, fearing entanglement in a prolonged and dangerous confrontation. The crisis has already driven U.S. gas prices from $2.90 to $3.80 per gallon, as the strait, through which one-fifth of the world's oil flows, remains effectively closed by the threat of Iranian mines and missile strikes. 13 U.S. troops have been killed and more than 200 injured across seven countries, even as Israel claimed overnight strikes killed two senior Iranian commanders. White House sources admit that while U.S. forces have inflicted heavy battlefield losses, Iran now dictates the pace and scale of the conflict. Officials warn that Tehran's asymmetric strategy has eliminated easy off-ramps, creating the risk of an open-ended war just months before the midterm elections. The rising cost of living, fueled by surging energy prices, is aggravating political pressure at home. The war has also fractured Trump's MAGA-aligned media allies, including Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly, who have long opposed U.S. regime change wars. Intelligence assessments indicate that Iran's government, backed by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, is likely to survive the air campaign and may even consolidate domestic control. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes reportedly killed Ali Larijani and Golam Reza Soleimani, senior figures in Iran's security apparatus, but Tehran's leadership remains defiant. Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khomeini has vowed that the U.S. and Israel must accept defeat before any peace deal is possible. Despite administration claims of military success, the U.S. Navy still cannot guarantee safe passage for commercial tankers, and the Pentagon has already spent $5.6 billion in munitions. Additional forces, including the USS Tripoli and 2,000 Marines, have been deployed, raising expectations of a potential limited ground offensive to break the oil blockade. Trump insists victory is within reach, yet he also warns Americans to prepare for a long conflict.